Will you pray with me? Father, this morning, as we gather together to worship you, how grateful we are for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the work that he did in order that we might have relationship with you. And as this song expressed, it would be our desire that all the world would know your Son, Jesus. So now, Father, as we come and we remember Jesus' death on the cross through the communion remembrance, Father, we give thanks to you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." The words of the song that we sang just a few moments ago were really a great preparation for communion this morning. We sang, "Bruised for my transgressions, pierced for my iniquities, the wrath of God that I deserved was poured out on the innocent. He took my place, my soul to save. Now I am his forever." Communion is a remembrance. It's a remembrance of Christ's satisfaction of God's wrath against sin. It's a remembrance of the substitutionary atonement for our sins. And it's a remembrance that we are his forever. If you're visiting with us today, and you have repented of your sins, you have embraced Jesus as your Lord and Savior, for you, we have an open communion policy, and we invite you to join with us in this remembrance of Christ's death for our sins. However, if, on the other hand, you would acknowledge that you have not yet done that, or you don't know what it means to commit your life to Christ, we would ask that you just pass the elements by as they come down your row, because this part of our service is reserved for those who are his. And it would also be our desire that before you leave here today, you would speak with the one who invited you or with any one of us about how you too can have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. It would be our delight to share the gospel with you. Before we take the communion elements today, I would like to direct our attention to the last words of Jesus as recorded in John's Gospel. We're going to pick up the narrative here right after Jesus has been tried, condemned, mocked, abused, flogged, and crucified. After this, when Jesus knew everything was now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, "I am thirsty." Oh, actually, I'm going to start before that. I'm going to start at the point where it addresses his mother standing at the foot of the cross. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, when Jesus knew that everything was now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, "I'm thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was sitting there, so they fixed a sponge full of sour wine on hyssop, and they held it up to his mouth. When Jesus had finished the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." Then, bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. When one is about to die, the subjects addressed and the words used are weighty and they're significant. Oftentimes, a person's last words are quoted and remembered. And that's certainly true of Jesus. So I want to take a look at the last words that Jesus spoke as recorded in John's Gospel here. Today's Mother's Day. It's a day when we honor our mothers, we remember our mothers. Notice that Jesus' first concern expressed in these words was concern for his mother. How hard it must have been for her to witness the horrific execution of her firstborn son. The Son of God, conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. But in spite of his excruciating pain as he nears death, Jesus is concerned for Mary's future, her well-being, and he entrusts her care to his beloved disciple John. His second concern was that all scripture concerning him would be fulfilled. So he said, "I'm thirsty." And in response to that statement, the soldiers gave him some wine vinegar and the psalm passage regarding Jesus was fulfilled. His final word recorded, it's a single word in the Greek, it's tetelestai. Matthew and Mark say that he said that loudly, that they described it as a loud cry. Tetelestai. It means it is finished. It is accomplished. It is completed. It's a triumphant cry. Jesus' mission had been completed. The work that the Father had given him to do was all accomplished. Every prophecy was fulfilled. God's wrath against sin was satisfied. Our sin was atoned for. The power of Satan and the power of sin over us was broken. God is glorified, and we have been redeemed. Praise God. As the servers come now to service, as we prepare to take communion today, let's give thanks for God's love for us. Let's give thanks to Christ for the sacrifice that he made in order that we might have relationship with God. Let's give thanks for our salvation. As the servers serve you, please hold the elements, the juice and the bread, until everyone has been served, and then today we will take communion together.